couple of pages back, when I was talking about putting the pigment on the block, I tried to emphasize that what you see here is just one sample among many, many possible ways to do this. So please don't take it as absolute gospel. And this page too is another similar thing, you know, holding the baron and rubbing with this baron. During the years I was learning to do this, I of course visited as many craftsmen as I could. A couple of printers in particular, a guy called Seki Kenji and then Matsuzaki-san. Those two guys were quite helpful and quite friendly to me. It turned out that they actually had quite different ways of doing things. I better not put names here. You know, you can't compare one man against the other because there's no question of right or wrong. One of these men held his baron in a certain way, and another of these men held his baron in quite a different way. And this was really a surprise to me. I'd been to the first guy, whoever it was, and he'd seen me trying to do my sample printing, and he said, "Give me a break." And he grabbed his, and he said, "Look," he held his baron in the air, and then he rubbed on his block, and he held it back in the air again, and said, "Look, tap this baron with your finger. Tap it while I hold it." So I reached out, and I gently tapped the edge of the baron, and it flew out of his hand and fell on the floor. And his point, what he was trying to show me, was that, look, I'm not squeezing and grabbing this thing. I'm just sort of supporting it. He had his fingers under the cord. And his point was that he was just, what's the word? His point was that he wasn't crushing it in his fist. He was just, his fingers were just under there enough to carry it. It went down onto the block. And as he rubbed then, he actually, as he was rubbing, lifted his fingers out from under the cord and showed me. And he still rubbed back and forth with the baron. The pressure from the base of his hand through the baron onto the block was enough. The fingers were only there to pick it up and put it back down on the block from the pad. This was really a shock to me, so I felt, okay. So I started to do it this way. I mean, of course, what do? You go to a craftsman for advice, he tells you what to do, so you start doing it. Roll the camera ahead now to some next time. The other craftsman, he was visiting my workshop with a TV crew, and he saw me doing this. And he asked the producer, "Look, stop the camera for a minute." And he talked to me, "Dave, what are you doing? You've got to take that baron and you've got to grab it. Groom! It becomes an extension of your guts. And as you press on the block like this, kaboom!" And he did a sample, like rubbing. And he said, "This is tight. This baron is gripped in your hand so tight it becomes like one of your bones. And the pressure comes from your guts up through your shoulders and out down your arm and into the baron and down through the block. You've got to hold this thing tightly." So, okay, well, whatever. He was sitting there and the cameras are rolling, so I did what he said. And later when he left, I really had to sit there and think about this. You know, it's the first shocking realization to me that there were really, really some very, you know, not just different, but these are antithetical ways to doing something. And yet, the prints both these guys were making were beautiful prints. No problem. They both had saturated color when it was necessary. They both had delicate color when it was necessary. There's obviously no right or wrong here. There's many ways to get to the same, you know, the same destination. So this is going to come back time and time again in this book, I guess. What you're seeing here is a sample, is a model. By all means, copy it if you want. If you're a complete beginner, then copying this is certainly not a bad way to do it. But as you go along, try and keep an open mind and try and remember there are many ways to do this. And what I'm putting down on the table here is not, you know, the definite way. I'm not God. I'm just another craftsman. Take my words for what they're worth, enjoy them, but keep an open mind about this.